that's the issue for me. Was she telling us honestly and openly about the best intelligence, or were they trying to shade the Benghazi attack to give the best political explanation, which would have been a spontaneous event, not a pre-planned terrorist attack?
I'm glad you brought up the president, because you sent him a letter. And you pointed out to him that he has not responded to 13 congressional requests for information on Benghazi. Is the president, in your judgment, defying Congress's constitutional authority to oversee and investigate?
I think he's stonewalling the American people. There are two movies made about the president's leadership in the bin Laden raid. We have photos of the president in the Situation Room, a minute by minute account of the president's leadership. He deserves great credit for the bin Laden raid. It was a gutsy call. We have information about how he closed the deal on the recent ceasefire between the Israelis and Palestinians. When it comes to Benghazi, we've been given no information about what he did for 7 hours during the attack. He claims to have ordered the conflict to be secured, but we don't know anything about where that order was carried out. What the president told about the April and June attacks on the conflict when the British closed their consulate in Benghazi because it was too dangerous. So he hasn't answered any of the basic questions about his leadership before, during, and after the attack on our consulate in Benghazi. It's a massive national security failure.